The moment you find out you are pregnant, you're expecting. Expecting a baby, a child, a person. Those two lines on a test, the words "I'm pregnant," the image on an ultrasound scan, it's a baby, a life. You have created a life. You are expecting a baby, a child, a person, a future. Exciting, exhilarating, wondrous, terrifying. What will life hold for this person growing within? Is it a boy or a girl? Are there more than one? What will they look like? What will they behave like? Who will they be? What does life hold for this person growing within? And then something happens. It's over. Life is over. Your pregnancy cut short. Your baby born with its spirit already gone. Your baby born too soon or too sick. Or perhaps you have brought your precious baby home and for some reason or another their spirit could not stay. It's over. That precious baby, child, person has gone. It's over. So much love, so much hope, so much expectation that one moment was no longer is. And life just seems to march relentlessly on. People shop, talk, walk, work, laugh. Life grinds on. You want to shout, to scream, to cry. But you can't just carry on. My life is over. My child is gone. Mourn with me, grieve with me, hug me. But we don't. We can't. It doesn't seem okay to tell people my baby has gone and part of me has gone too. But for many of us, there is nothing to grieve, no baby to lay to rest. We don't even know if we lost a boy or a girl. There is no funeral, nor no point where we can publicly say goodbye. No point where we can receive that comfort, that support, that love we need. And somehow you do learn to carry on. You keep going, but life is never the same again. Today is not a day we simply say goodbye. It's not a day where we put our baby's memory to bed and march on with our lives. Today you realize you are not alone in your grief. Whether your loss was today, a week ago, a month ago, or like me, many, many years ago, you realize you are in a community with people who know, who care, who stand with you, who understand. Today there are hugs, there are tears, there is understanding. Today I can proudly and publicly say I am the mother of three precious children, but only one is living. And today I think of so many precious babies I've known and loved who are no longer living. Matilda, Eden, Isla, Ethan, Joel, so many babies I've known and loved. And today you understand that although my children should be 18 and 14, to me they are my forever babies. I have a 3.5-year-old who will grow up without siblings living, and that breaks my heart. And today I am saying goodbye with you all, not alone anymore.